Sword in the Stars, sequel to Once and Future. Written by Amy Rose Capetta and Corey McCarthy. Read by Lauren Fortgang.
Lost and Found. Merlin crash-landed in the past with a great undignified belly flop. The chaos of waves left him torn between gasps and muttered curses. He had rocketed through the time portal, an endless skydive without parameters or parachutes, before it dumped him in this flooded, cramped circle of stone. "Anyone else down here?" he bobbed. "No? Just me?" He splashed around, finding rough stone. And high above, a hole punch of blue sky. This was no cavern. The walls had been hacked in a pattern that spoke of plans and intentions and humanity. He was in a well. Nothing a little magic won't fix. But when Merlin went to dig some up, he was near empty. Trying to keep everyone together in a time portal with completely different laws of physics had drained him. And it hadn't even worked. He would worry about that later. For now, he had to get out and see if their great gamble had paid off. He braced his arms and legs for a long climb. The well was narrow enough that he could jam himself between two opposing sides, scuttling upward and hurting his back and his neck and his dignity, most of all. "Dignity is for knights," he scoffed under his breath. Merlin was a mage. A bit of absurdity came with the territory. When he reached the top, he gripped the edge, hoisted one leg, and rolled over. He hit the flagstones of a central square with a resounding smack. He stood, shoved his glasses into place, and looked around. At Camelot. It wasn't off in some hazy distance surrounded by dragons and dreams. The city was here. The city was now. A normal day in Camelot should have been bustling with crowds, crying babies, forges clanging, and those incessant flutists. A shrill reminder that music wouldn't improve for centuries. Yet all was silent. Still, layers of odors that he hadn't even known he'd missed stampeded his senses. Damp earth, sprightly grass, meat cooked in a godless amount of butter. And there was his castle, rising above the whole scene, keeping watch over the city. It was Arthur's too, yes, but Merlin had designed it for the young king, given it towers and secrets that regular castles could hardly dream about. It had been his highest achievement, next to Arthur's reign. Only now the castle looked small. The starscrapers of the 22nd century had broken his sense of scale.